Perhaps you sense my eyes on you. Perhaps not. I love seeing you in your faded blue jeans, your blue cotton work shirt and denim jacket, with your lightweight work boots. Your outfit suits our day out together to the pumpkin patch. The reds and orange and browns that surround us are a nice contrast to your light hair and you in blue. As you walk in front of me, I cannot help but admire your backside and how well your jeans fit you. My blood simmers as I watch you. You are preoccupied looking at the pumpkins in the field. You are not looking for the biggest or the cleanest, but you are inspecting the shapes, searching for the perfect pumpkin. I cannot tell you what criteria you are using as you pause to inspect one over the other. A pumpkin is a pumpkin in my mind. I will pick one as we exit the field. I love our time together. The crisp late October chill invigorates us. You spin around after standing over one pumpkin to tell me that this is the one, that this is your pumpkin. I am momentarily stunned as you spin to face me. The October air has turned your cheeks red and reddened your forehead and chin, your hazel eyes so pretty in contrast. You, with no makeup on your face, look radiating, so natural. You seem to glow in the crisp outdoors. I slice the pumpkin from its vine and start back carrying it when you grab it from me. It's yours, you tell me, and want to carry it. As we slowly walk through the field back to the stand, you slip the pumpkin under your jacket, trying to cover it over the pumpkin. You pretend to look pregnant with your jacket only partially covering it. You can tell I am obviously ignoring you, and give me a little gentle loving kick. I can only laugh and give no comment, but I let my arms speak for me as I pull you close to me to hold you as we walk from the field. Before we reach the edge of the field, I stoop to cut a pumpkin from its vine for me. We also buy fresh apple juice and still warm glazed fried cakes from the farmer before going home. Halloween is nearing, and I know this is your favorite holiday. Not only do you love to decorate the house and see the kids who come to our door, but also, later in the night, we play our little game. Each Halloween, we let each other decide what we will wear for each other. No backing down, no saying no. This year, I decided I wanted you to be Salome, and to do the Dance of the Seven Veils for me. And you, you're crazy. Were you listening to Aretha when you decided that you wanted me to be Dr. Feelgood? He's a dentist, right? I had to listen to it again to figure out what you wanted me to do. If I got this right, you want me to drill you, to fill your cavity, to take care of business? You're crazy, baby, and I love you. Our recliner will be my dentist chair. I'll do everything I can to fulfill your desires. After all the kids have come for their treats and gone, it's now our time. You retire to the bedroom, and I to the den. An hour passes before you call me into the bedroom. As I enter, I see you've transformed our room into a palace. Dozens of candles light up the room. Incense fills the air. You have draped transparent scarves around our bed, and new scented silk sheets are now on it. You slip a CD into the stereo, and the room is filled with the songs of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. A chair is waiting for me in the center of the room. I sit, and then you appear, your small frame, face, and hair covered in veils. You reenact the seductive biblical dance for me. The irony of you dancing this particular dance for me on All Hallows Eve makes me chuckle to myself before I am mesmerized by your seduction. The veils are like wings on your arms as you seem to glide into the room. Then you soar. The furniture are your steps to heaven as you climb and fly through the room, the veils fluttering from your arms. The lyrical crescendos of the music seem to cause you to dance on the notes, your movements inspired by the music. As you alight to earth, two veils flutter from your arms to the floor. You are land-borne now, your shoulders exposed to my stare, your neck so slender and curly. You spin when you land, and the remaining veils cling to your body. As you stand before me, you pull the veil from your hair. We have spent years together, and you still amaze me. Your movements are those who have studied classical dance, smooth and flowing, like fluid as you spin and leap. Obviously, you studied it sometime, perhaps as an adolescent or teen, and I never knew. Obviously, you were quite good. My feelings at this moment are more than just lust as I gaze at you. As I continue to learn your depth, I feel genuine warmth, a tingling that transcends this world, a true heartfelt love for you. I wish to catch you as you leap, to dance with you. I stand to join you in your dance and trip over my feet. I can't dance, baby, I laugh out loud as you continue your dance and pull away the scarf from around your waist. The remaining scarves barely cover your body. Your waist, so tiny, seeing such curves excite me. I lean forward to gaze at you, your belly button so far from the top of the lower scarves, wrapped so low on your hips, Not a single hair can be seen on your smooth skin, your breast barely covered by the see-through scarf, your nipples erect tell me how much you are enjoying your seduction of me. Your eyes slowly looking from my eyes to lower, and lower still as you check to make sure I am enjoying myself. You smile slyly at me, as you can see the effect your dance has on me. Satisfied, you spin away from me, as you pull one of the two scarves wrapped around your legs. All that is remaining is a small scarf wrapped around your hips, and one wrapped around your breasts, the lower one barely covering you. So low on your hips, so small in its nature, my excitement is very clear. I'm straining against my pants as I desire for your peaks. God, I just want to reach out to touch your skin, to hold you, but you dance away from me teasingly, seductively, and remove your top. You spin, and the remaining veil lifts to resemble a tutu, your lower body naked to my stare. I fall to my knees as I reach out to you. I cannot wait to be with you. You pull the last veil from you as you fall on your back on the bed, your legs wide open. You reach out your arms for me as I kneel on the bed, looking at your smooth body. You have removed every bit of hair from your torso. Your skin is like glass, so tight, so smooth. I am stunned to see you have shaved everywhere. I cannot wait for foreplay. I hope that you are as excited as I am. I yank my pants off and hurriedly rip my shirt open. I strip naked and fall on your body. I wrap my legs around your waist and pull you on top of me. You sit on top of me and lower yourself on me as I enter easily into you. It is obvious that you are as turned on as I am as you easily slide down on me. As I'm on my back, I look up into your angelic face above me. You tilt your head back and arch your back as you bounce up and down on me. Your breasts are pushed forward and I reach up to feel them, to pinch your hard nipples. I squeeze and massage your breasts as we both near orgasm. I feel your body shudder as you bounce on me. I feel my own orgasm churning deep inside of me. My eruption is imminent as you continue to slide on me. Our breathing is rapid and loud. I grab you by your tiny waist and push you on me as I lift my hips to meet you. Nothing in this world could stop me now. We are both outside ourselves. Together, we are one, a single entity. As we near our conclusion, we are floating together somewhere in the land of rapture as our bodies continue their rhythmic pounding on one another. I erupt. I pull you to me as I wrap my arms and legs around you as I pulsate inside of you. Waves of ecstasy wash over me as I continue to fill you. Your body shuddering uncontrollably, you sink your teeth into my shoulder hard. The pain increases my pleasure. As we relax, I hold you tight. I will never let you go as our breathing slowly returns to normal. We lay together exhausted yet exhilarated, like after a workout. I tie my legs around your legs like a knot, my arms around your body. I try to pull your physical body onto mine to make us a single entity. Hopeless, impossible, yet I try. I cannot express the love I have for you, so I say nothing. I am content holding you. I whisper in your ear, "What if Dr. Feelgood?" You remind me of a line in the song that you want your Dr. Feelgood in the morning. I smile, knowing what we will do in the morning. I hold you tightly as we both drift off into dreamland. Morning arrives. I slip out of bed while you continue to sleep. I shower and go to the den to arrange my office for your appointment. The props are simple. A recliner is the dentist chair, a pair of OR blues I borrowed from the hospital years before when I was a teen, a white lab coat, and a mirror that sits on my head. I slip an Aretha Franklin CD into the stereo. That's your cue that all is ready. You enter the office, complaining of a toothache. You're wearing a skimpy light blue sundress that buttons all the way in the front, with white thigh highs and white spiked heels. You sit in the chair and lean back. I stand behind you, looking at your sexy, slight body. I walk around to the front of you and climb on the chair, straddling you. I tell you to open your mouth and say, "Ah." I pull my probe from my pants. I slide up the chair, my knees resting on either arm. I check your throat with my probe by pushing it into your mouth. As your throat opens by saying, "Ah," I push it into your throat. I hold your head there in my hands as I pump your mouth with my cock. I pull your head forward as I push my cock deeper into your mouth, my balls resting on your chin. I hesitate a moment before pulling out. I hear you gasp for air. Then I stuff your mouth again, down to my balls. I explain to you I must anesthetize you before I continue working on you. I pull your head slightly against my body, my cock buried in your throat, your nose pushing against my body. It is difficult for you to breathe. I hold you like this for only a second, before I once again pull out completely from you, inch by inch. I watch it come out of your mouth. I cannot believe you were able to take all of me. I have bad news, I tell you. I must drill you, then stuff your cavity, and then fill it. I climb off the chair. I unbutton your sundress and open it completely. You are exposed, lying in my chair. I look at your body, your legs spread open. I get on my knees in front of you and slide my face between your legs. I must inspect here too, I tell you. I push your knees up so they straddle the chair arms. You are fully exposed to me. I probe your pussy with my tongue. Tasting you turns me on so much. Tasting you turns me on so much. I probe you deep, licking and sucking you, tasting your sweet nectar. I climb on top of you, my tongue now probing your mouth as I kiss you passionately. Aretha's rhythmic style fills our bodies as I slide inside of you, causing us to move in tempo to the music. My body covers your entire body under me. You feel my weight as I lie on top of you. I drill your pussy, pumping quickly, passionately, deeply in and out of you. The sound of me sliding in you is loud as your juices run out and wet the chair and your dress. I pump you hard and push as deep as I can before I erupt in you, filling your cavity with my cream. Once I am satisfied, I get off you and stand by the chair. I look at you, your legs still draped over the arms of the chair. I am professional. You need follow-up tomorrow, I tell you. Make an appointment with the receptionist on your way out. I turn my back and pretend to write a report. Would you ask my receptionist to show in my next patient, please? I ignore you until you leave my office. Once alone, I sit in the dentist chair. The image of seeing you with your legs spread open to me fresh in my mind makes me swell with love for your imagination and willingness to play our little games, especially at Halloween.